I don't understand why God isn't helping my mom. She's really sick, and she can't even walk anymore.
It doesn't always make sense, but God promises to make it good. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. I have a good friend who has a very bad disease. It causes him a lot of pain sometimes. And I wondered why God would allow that to happen because he's a really good Christian. Then my friend told me about one of his favorite Bible verses, Romans 8:28. It says, "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God." Sometimes God does allow pain and suffering into our lives, but he promises to bring about good things in the end, no matter what. That's what our story is about today. It's entitled, All Things. Kate squeezed sand between her toes as she watched a young mother swing her daughter around and catapult her into the water. The girl giggled and called out for more. Kate looked at her mom and remembered when she was strong and healthy enough to do the same thing with her. Now, if mom wanted to get into the water at the beach, she had to crawl through the sand until she reached the water's edge. Walking was just too painful most days. Mom patted the blanket, and Kate curled up next to her. "Mom, why do you have this awful sickness? Why can't the doctors help you? I've been praying every day, but it seems like God isn't listening." Mom stroked Kate's silky hair. "I don't know, sweetie, but I'm so thankful you're praying for me. Don't give up. Remember what we read in Romans this morning about God always being with us and using everything in our lives for good?" "I remember," Kate said. "It's just that all of this is so bad." Mom nodded sadly. "It is. But we have to keep trusting that God is working in all this bad and will make something good come out of it." "Hey," Kate sat straight up, "that reminds me of the story of Joseph. He was thrown into a pit by his brothers, sold into slavery, and thrown in jail for something he didn't do. But God used those bad things to place Joseph as second in command over Egypt. When there was a severe famine, Joseph was able to save many people's lives." Mom nodded. Joseph trusted God, even though he didn't understand why he would allow all those bad things to happen to him. And we need to trust God in our situation. We don't know why he allowed me to get sick, but perhaps, like Joseph's hardships, it will help save people's lives by pointing them to Jesus. He did the greatest good of all by suffering and dying on a cross to save us, and we can trust him to use everything in our lives for good, too. Kate looked at her mom. "I'll remind us to keep trusting him." Mom smiled. "I'd be thankful for that. And here's something else to be thankful for. We're at the beach, not a stinky jail cell." So how about you? Do you ever wonder why God allows people you love to get sick or hurt? This world we live in is full of pain and sorrow, but we are not alone. Jesus knows what it's like to go through pain and suffering, and he promises to be with us in everything we face and use it for good. He died and rose again so we could have a future free from pain, sickness, and death. We can trust him. Our key verse is Romans 8:28.
We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
And our key thought for Sunday, trust God in hard times. Hey, my dog Chester has disappeared and I need your help finding him. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio in June, July, and August to find the clues that will lead us to Chester. Plus, for each month you help me look, you have a chance to win a reward. Join the search for Chester on Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.